Hi. I've been looking for you since the morning. Couldn't find you anywhere.
Yeah, I don't feel like hanging out with the crowd anymore. Especially since Susan stopped coming to school.
I know. It's such a pity about her parents. Losing one parent is bad enough, but losing them both on the same day? And in such an accident? It's terrible. Have you seen her since?
No. I tried talking to her on the phone. She sounded bad.
The other day I talked to Mr. Smith. You know that tall guy who works in the dean's office? Apparently, Susan is thinking of dropping out of school. She has almost no money, you know. Her parents didn't have much savings.
Yeah, I've been quite worried about her. But simply feeling sorry for her is not enough. We have to think of some way to help her. Have any suggestions?
Well, I haven't really thought about it. I could possibly give her some money. I've saved some up from my part-time job.
Wow, you're so generous. But that wouldn't be a long-term solution.
That's true. Perhaps we could help her find a part-time job.
Good idea. The lady who runs a shop where I work at night could be helpful. If Susan is interested, I can introduce her to the lady.
Great. Once she gets a regular income, things will be better. More than anything else, it will take her mind off her tragedy.
I was wondering, could we organize a fundraiser for her?
Well, I'm not so sure how that would work. You know, taking help from us, her best friends, is one thing, but getting the whole school involved may not be a good idea.
Yeah, you're right. We'll think of something else. In the meantime, let's go ahead with what we planned. Oh, it's 5 to 2. I have a class. I gotta run. Let's meet tonight. Bye.
Bye.